New location, same theme though, and a tremendous effort in the battle against cancer and the support of those who've gone through the battle. It is the annual Relay for Life, and it's coming up this year, actually at different locations, we said, at the Branch County Fairgrounds. Jamie Tobolsky, the 2014 event chair, in the studio with us. Over the last 17 years that this has been going on, it has not only been a great fundraiser, Jamie, but it also has been a great way to bring the whole community together, hasn't it?
Yes. It's been a great way to bring the community together and celebrate those survivors that are with us, to remember the ones that we've lost, and to just come together and show our support as a community to everyone we love.
Yeah. All right. As we said, location change because of all the construction over at Heritage Park. You're relocating actually just down the street from us here.
Yes. We're going to the Branch County Fairgrounds this year. They have been great. We think it's going to be a great location.
And a little bit time change, too, back to kind of what the original was.
The original was actually a Friday-Saturday event, and it went from noon to noon, and we actually changed it this year. Lots of changes this year. The event will be Saturday-Sunday from 10 a.m. Saturday to 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Okay, so we get done so people didn't have the rest of the afternoon on Sunday and everything else, so that should work out very well to have that. Again, I suppose that probably makes sense. You're moving to a new location, doing all those changes anyway. Might as well do it all at once.
Right? Sure.
Yeah. All right. So what are you looking at as far as number of teams right now?
Right now, we have 32 teams with 28 being on location. Everything from bounce houses to dunk tanks to we even have a jail this year. So lots of things for the kids to do. We have a cornhole contest one of our teams is doing. So stuff for the adults as well.
All right. One of the most moving parts of the whole event is the Survivor Lap, and that's back again.
Yes. We would not ever get rid of that. Survivor Lap is at 6 o'clock on Saturday. We will do a celebration in their honor, and then the teams will line the track and just root them on and let them know that they're not alone and that we're happy to have them still with us. Yeah. Then they will go to Pierce Hall, where we will have a survivor dinner. And there's a lot of changes to the dinner this year, too. We hope everybody likes it. It's going to be more of a gathering around a table and more intimate than what it's been in past years.
Okay, well, wonderful. I know later this week we're going to talk to Paul Baer, who's kind of your logistics person, about the layout of this, but kind of in general, what's it going to look like as far as the track and the campsites go for this?
The track is going to be, we're going to walk right around where the rides for the fair
the main
runway there. So we're going to walk around there. The teams will be hooked up to, you know, electricity, so they'll have all kinds of lights and shows and everything going on. So, and it'll just go right around that small track.
Okay, all right. Also back, another moving part of this is the luminary ceremony, the reading of the names of those who either lost their battle with cancer or are battling cancer right now.
Yes. 9 p.m. on Saturday, we have the luminary ceremony, which is very emotional, very moving. Very spiritual, and we just read, and you actually, WTVB, broadcast that live for us, so it's even more special with that, but we just read through the names and hold silence for those that we've either lost or that we're remembering.
Yeah, okay, so that's going to be Saturday night as well. We'll have it on the radio, as you said, so folks who are either in campsites or not on-site at all can still hear that going on. You've got an auction as well on Saturday afternoon.
Yes. We have our annual auction that normally took place at like 9 a.m. on Saturday. It's actually going to be at 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon. The public is welcome. We want everybody to understand that. You do not have to be a participant or a walker on a team to come down and enjoy the festivities. The auction is one of those things that the public's welcome to join.
Yeah. Well, and you've got all other fun stuff, like, say, like the bounce houses and whether there's a frozen T-shirt contest that someone's doing.
Yes. At noon, we're going to have a frozen T-shirt contest.
That ought to be interesting.
From the weather, it might go pretty quick.
I'm scheduled to be in the dunk tank, I think, for the Yonkers team on Saturday afternoon, too. So
I didn't know that. I'll have to make a stop by.
Okay. And, okay. See how your arm is. But different theme laps as well, and playing fight songs and those kinds of stuff. So it really just becomes a fun atmosphere. You've got food booths there as well. And folks can really kind of keep up to date on everything on your Facebook page, right?
Yes, yes. If you go to Branch County Relay for Life on Facebook, you'll find a list of the all the events along with the themed laps that we have this year.
Yeah, I know you won't know until you're done, but what kind of feel do you get for the amount of money that's been raised so far?
I'm very optimistic this year. We're already sitting, as of last Saturday, we are sitting at about $55,000. Okay. Our goal is $112,000, and I have no doubts that we'll be able to make it this year.
Yeah, yeah, teams working all year long to raise some of this money, and all comes, it culminates this weekend, again, starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday and running till 10 a.m. on Sunday at the fairgrounds in Coldwater. It is the annual Relay for Life. We'll see you down there.
Great. Thank you.
Jamie Tobolsky, who is the chair for this year's Relay for Life, with us in the studio this morning.